Random House Audio presents The Pirates in An Adventure with the Romantics by Gideon Defoe. Read for you by John Lee. To Peter Lord, who has his own film studio. You can't compete with that, can you, Sophie? The Pirates in An Adventure with the Romantics, or Prometheus versus a Terrible Fungus. 1. Fate wore a tentacle.
The most exciting way to start an adventure, said the albino pirate, would be to open in the sinister lair of the International Crime League, eavesdropping as they plotted their most audacious crime yet, the theft of the Queen's brain.
That's ridiculous, said the pirate with gout.
The most exciting way to start an adventure would be to wake up inside a room, next to a dead body, two pieces of coal, and an unexplained carrot. But there's apparently no way in or out of the room.
How about finding yourself in a regular-looking cafe? But then, when you open the door, it turns out you're in space. What if, overnight, plants started walking backwards?
Soon all the pirate crew joined in the argument about what the most exciting way to start an adventure might be. Usually this would escalate from polite to heated to vociferous before you could say guts everywhere, arterial spray, or horrific splatter pattern. But today, because the pirates were sitting in the vestibule of a fusty Swiss bank, and one of the bank clerks was giving them a stern look, they decided it was probably best to keep the noise.